This goes out to the AVS fam, to the crew getting ready at the Pepsi can. DJ Triple T banging thunder with the high jams. My dog Bernie Yan smiles in the West stands.
The ColoradoHockey.com podcast is brought to you by FSFAM.com, AVSFAM.com.
Nathan MacKinnon was drafted first overall in the 2013 NHL entry draft. When you draft a player first overall, you have expectations for that player. Maybe to become an elite player, maybe even a franchise player. What nobody knows for sure is if the player will ever reach the expectations of those who drafted him. Can this player really put it all together to meet his potential at the NHL level? And with the best of the best of the best in the world playing against him? Nathan MacKinnon has all the skills he needs to play hockey in the NHL, and he's already better than most of the players in the league, but when it comes to reaching that elite level, something was missing. The final piece of the puzzle just wasn't fitting perfectly. There were flashes of brilliance, and then there were nights off. There were signs of elite hockey, but not consistently. This happens with young players, but after a while you expect them to take it to the next level and to put it all together, to gain the poise and the confidence that it takes to dominate in the NHL. When all of that comes together, a connection is made. What used to happen in one of every 5 to 10 games for Nathan MacKinnon is now happening every other game. So what changed? What was the catalyst to Mac raising the bar on his play every single game? A lot of things happened. The most obvious answer is the team dynamics, the chemistry, or any other word you want to use for Matt Duchene leaving the Colorado Avalanche. The battle for the number one center on the Avs, if there ever was one, was firmly handed to Nathan MacKinnon. And with responsibility comes opportunity. Combine those team dynamics with a better cast of teammates and the ultimate superpower of any hockey player in any position, confidence, and you have yourself a recipe for Super Mac. This is the Nathan MacKinnon that we see dominate in every tournament he's ever played for Canada on any level. This is the Nathan MacKinnon that everybody was expecting and got to see every so often. This is the guy that we all want him to be. And the question now is, can he be this guy consistently? Honestly, who knows? I can tell you that he's still going to have a bad night here and there like any other hockey player ever. I feel pretty comfortable, though, that he's going to continue to develop as a leader both on the ice and in the locker room. Nathan MacKinnon is 22 years old. He's young, folks. He's been in the league for 4 years, but he is a young player who's just coming into his prime. He's going to be a guy that if we give him a good cast of players around him, he's going to be good for a really long time. And guess what? We own him for a really long time. Barring something really dramatic, he's not going anywhere. And if he continues to play this way, he's going to be the key piece in what might bring us back to the playoffs and who knows, a big shiny cup one day. Just consider some of the players that we're surrounding him with right now, the Confers of the world, the Josts, Makar coming up, anybody else that we draft from any of the decent trades that Sakic has made recently. I think that they understand what's happening right now too, and I think that they see that Nathan MacKinnon is a linchpin in what could be the Avalanche, and now it's up to them to recognize what's happening, build around him, draft well, and build the kind of team that can support what he does while he makes them better and make the connection. Excited people, Mac is for real and this is only gonna get better. Stay awesome.